You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Let's start with this. Jim Caviezel is on board with director Mel Gibson's plan to shoot a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. Caviezel confirmed that he will reprise his role as Jesus in the planned film about the resurrection. This is the part of the story I found interesting. He said, there are things I cannot say that will shock the audience. You mean more than, say, a resurrection did back in those times.
Spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Really?
If you don't want any spoilers, stay away from Sunday school, okay? Luke Bryan tells Fox News that he thinks he's going to do well as an American Idol judge. In my path of judging, I've learned to be more blunt. I think my style will be polite, critical, but it will evolve through the show, and you'll see me grow as a judge as I'm more comfortable saying the word no. I don't feel any pressure. I relish the fact trying to find a country singer able to add to the country format.
I would love that.
What a 180 by American Idol. In its first incarnation, Simon Cowell really didn't know anything about country music. He thought it was blowing jugs and playing the comb.
And now it's become quite the vehicle.
And now you have a judge openly saying, I'm looking for that guy or that girl.
Of course he is.
That's great.
Of course he is. But I think that would be the hardest thing about being a judge, because you don't want to look wimpy and just say yes to everybody, but you don't want to come across as mean. And that would be a hard line to walk.
I don't know. It's a tough business. That's the one thing I always liked about Simon. People may have thought he was being mean. No, what he was
honest.
Real.
Yeah, because they're going to be told no eventually.
And finally, Luke Combs has revealed his Super Bowl eating menu.
Oh, we've all been waiting.
He says he's going to eat some sausage dip, some buffalo wings, and some pizza on Super Bowl Sunday. As for who he hopes wins the game, his answer was really interesting.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
If Debbie and I have said this once, we've said it 10,000 times. Our child did not grow up at the same supper table that we grew up at. There were not options for children at the supper table in my mother's house.
Yeah, we pretty much ate whatever was there.
And that was it. And if you didn't eat, you didn't eat. However, not eating was not an option at my mother's table. For example, when it came to vegetables, I, like most children on planet Earth, had an aversion to just about every vegetable there was.
Yeah, I have come to like them as an adult, but as a child, I didn't.
But the standing rule in my mother's house was one bite or one vegetable for every year you're old. Which I got to tell you, when you're 8 years old is torture. The last time she tried this, I was 27, and I'm like, okay, give me a break.
Yeah, and you're bigger than she is, so that's not happening.
So one of the joys of getting to be an adult is and being on your own is when you can finally say, damn it, I've had my last bite of Brussels sprouts. I have. It's the nastiest, most awful vegetable on planet Earth. I'm never going to take another bite of a Brussels sprout again.
And that's one we never had in our house. We had pretty much, green beans and carrots.
Because your mother knew that it was the nastiest vegetable alive.
Well, and I probably as a child, I would have thought that. But now, I've had some. It's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
Okay, anything in life, the best you can say about it when it comes to eating is it's not bad. It sucks. Move on. Anyway, today is Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. And again, according to Slate.com, Brussels sprouts is America's most hated vegetable. It's not even close.
It's always the punchline of the joke about what you hate.
Do you know someone, as an adult, who has a Brussels sprouts or a vegetable phobia? By that I mean, if they see it, if they think they're going to have to eat it, they start to act like a child. I'm telling you, I would be that way with Brussels sprouts. I would. No, I'm not eating them. Get them away from
me. Just stomp their feet. Yes. Their lips shut. No.
Do you have a grown adult in your house who acts like a child when it comes to a particular vegetable? Still to this day.
Three vegetables. Green peas, Brussels sprouts, and green bell peppers. I cannot stand it. Will not eat none of those three.
And so you're kind of in the green family. Is there anything green you do? Like, how about broccoli?
Oh, green bean? Oh, broccoli? Hell no.
How do you feel about asparagus?
Fried, yes. Deep fried, yes.
I've never had fried asparagus.
That's the one way I've never had asparagus cooked.
So I guess I'm not even going to go in the kale direction with you.
Oh, no. No cabbage. No cooked cabbage. Raw cabbage and slaw, yes, all day long.
But drowned no in mayonnaise.
So if it's either fried or slathered in Dukes.
And cabbage is good in an egg roll, too, which is also fried.
Hi, I was talking about the adults acting like kids about vegetables.
Yes.
Last year, I told my fiance that I was going to make chicken parmesan, and I ended up making eggplant parmesan.
Mm.
And he ate it all, and he acted like he enjoyed it. And then when I told him it was eggplant and not chicken, he acted like he was going to go into the bathroom and throw up.
See, that is the one vegetable. I like pretty much all vegetables, but that's the one that I can't get past the spongy texture. I'm not into it.
In his defense, guys will say they like the taste of a shoe if they think there's romance at the end of the line.
Hmm.
My brother-in-law likes to tell a story about eating twice cooked tomatoes. And he absolutely hates tomatoes, and he choked down two of them when he was dating my sister one night.
Oh, yeah, one of those broiled tomatoes.
Oh, God,
situations
with some nasty,
cheese on.
Yeah.
I'm the only adult in my house, but I will not ever have or look at or ever taste beets.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I kind of like them, but I know a lot of people have a problem with them.
They're just soft, squishy, and slimy.
Now, wait, to be fair, Debbie got all hot and bothered to make some recipe with beets not too long ago. And when she made it, she said it was the nastiest thing she'd ever had in her life.
No, I liked the taste. It was a burger made out of beets, and I liked the taste of it. But it gave me searing abdominal cramps the rest of the day.
No.
Can we just decide? Anything you eat that gives you, and I'm quoting here, searing abdominal pains for the rest of the day.
It was a fail.
Permanently off the menu, yes?
Not forever.
Oh, dear God.
Boiled okra.
Yeah, you know, okra can get really slimy if you don't fry it just right.
There's certain ways you can prepare it, yeah. It's good in a gumbo or something.
It is good in gumbo.
No.
I guess that's a no.
I am sure. I love the fact that adults are this vehement against vegetables.
Digging the heels in.
It is National Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. According to Slate.com, Brussels sprouts are America's most hated vegetable. Based on our conversation today, it's beets.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of votes against
but
the
I'm
beets.
With you. I'm with you. Hell will freeze over twice before I will ever have my lips touch another Brussels sprout ever again. Hi.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes, sir.
Now, I eat those with Frank's hot sauce, but the vegetable I cannot stand and I will not eat is those little round green peas.
I am so with you on that, and Debbie loves those nasty, mushy things.
I just made some today. I'm having them for dinner tonight.
Oh, my wife will eat them out of the can, cold, in front of me.
Oh, God.
Well, and we grew up eating pea salad cold with mayonnaise and different things in it, onions and, Why are you looking at me that way?
Well, same way she's looking at me right now.
As a rule, I don't eat anything that has the same name as something I have to excuse myself to take care of. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about the vegetable you won't eat as an adult.
Yes.
To the point that you could be called a tantrum-throwing child if someone tried to make you eat it.
An onion.
You won't eat them cooked or grilled, nothing?
I will not touch an onion. I hate being around them. I hate being near them. I will never eat one. But the crazy thing about it is if you put a bag of Funyuns in front of me, I love them.
I don't think that's quite the same, but I get your point.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly one third of us have done this at least once in our life. What is it?
Nearly a third of us have done this at least once in our life. I have not. Debbie has.
Yeah.
Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Okay. How about skydiving?
Skydiving. 30% of us have tried that, or almost 30%? No, huh? That's not it. Thanks.
Yeah, for the smartest question in QC.
Nearly a third of us have done this at least once in our life. What?
Get drunk, run naked.
That may be on the bucket list.
I wish I had time to get your story.
It's a good one.
I'd like to do the QC question.
Sure. Nearly a third of us have done this at least once in our life.
I think it's a massage.
A massage. No, not the rub down. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, we just wanted to answer the question.
What you got?
Is it broken a bone?
Ooh, good guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How about shot a gun?
Shot a gun. That's also a really good guess.
Very
good.
No,
not it, though.
Thank you. All right, I think I got your answer to your question.
Nearly one third of us have done this at least once in our life. What?
Got divorced.
That is a really
good question. A good answer,
Oh, no.
Not it, though, but I love it. Perhaps a definitive hint. Next. Smartest person in the QC?
How about a pedicure?
A pedicure. You're starting to get on the right track, though. Nearly a third of us have done this at least once in our life. It does have something to do with grooming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Debbie has done this multiple occasions. I never have.
Some might even say it goes into the realm of vanity.
Okay, I think I got it.
Women do this, I would guess, far more than men. That would be safe to say, you would think?
Maybe.
Hey, I was calling for the smartest person in QC.
Nearly a third of us have done what? At least once in our life.
Get waxed.
Get waxed. Really good guess, but not it. And thus began a string of 587 calls. Y'all are obsessed with ripping out hair with wax.
I think we know now that's the most popular item to put on people's list.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I have y'all's answer.
I doubt it. Go for it.
Dye your hair.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody else was saying wax. We never thought we'd get it.
Never, ever in the world thought we would get this. Yeah, 30% of us have dyed our hair at least once in our life. Who is this?
Zach Taylor from Salisbury.
Step into the spotlight, brother. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hi, my name is Zach, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by BP Gasoline. Help keep your engine clean with BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Try their best fuel ever today.
I preface this by saying Debbie and I have great respect for legitimate service dogs and emotional support dogs, those who are going through PTSD and the soldiers.
Fantastic things.
Do not ever think we do not, and do not ever, we think those are God's animals.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there's always going to be people who take advantages of situations and they ruin it for people. And here is Exhibit A. Fox News claims United Airlines refused to allow a woman to board a flight at Newark Airport with her emotional support peacock. Let me say that again. Her emotional support peacock.
And I saw this. It's huge.
They're huge birds. Even with the plumes down, they're really long.
Oh, it would have taken up almost a whole row.
The airline released a statement saying this animal did not meet guidelines for a number of reasons, including its weight and size. We explained this to the customers on three separate occasions before they arrived at the airport. Yet I guess somehow they purchased a ticket for the bird and he got on the plane.
Yeah.
Emotional support peacock.
Did they end up flying with it? Or did they say,
No, it's a guts-to-go situation.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
If I'm a passenger on that flight, I want it out of there. What are my rights?
I want a big peacock with its feathers all in my face.
On a related subject, CBS claims that Vietjet, which is a service out of Vietnam, an airline out of Vietnam, is apologizing for a recent incident that occurred on one of their flights. It seems that several flight attendants stripped down to bikinis to welcome home a national soccer team that failed to win its last match. The company says the stunt was completely improvised by the women and that they had nothing to do with it.
Now, that's a different kind of emotional support.
You see what happens when you don't let peacocks on board?
I love you guys!
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.